What a wonderful album, Anastasia, and what a wonderful way to announce to the world you're back.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks.
I guess this album is your way of putting into perspective all that's happened to you health-wise over the recent years.
Absolutely. I'm very much a what you see is what you get type of artist. So feeling very open and honest to being writing about the last, let's say, 5 years of my life is not a mystery. It's definitely quite obvious what has happened. And I feel really blessed that I was able to put it in words and put it with feeling, give there a perspective out there that some people have never seen.
Yeah, a very positive perspective, it has to be said. Do you mind if we talk a little bit about what has been happening to you over the past 5 to 10 years? You were first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2003, and that was just at a time when your career was really taking off. It must have been devastating news for you then, Anastasia.
Well, you know, it really did. It shocked me because I never thought I would die from cancer. I thought I would, like, die in this blaze of glory, you know, like, you know, and much later in life, not that early. Now, of course, hearing the word cancer, I thought, wow, I didn't know I would die, because you hear the word cancer and you think death. So those were the very first initial impacts that I felt. Then after a while, once you research, at least I had researched and realized this isn't a disease you have to die from anymore.
Yeah.
There's far more advanced researches. You can outlive it, you know, to the moon, and it's very, very livable. So I started to feel that I needed to tell people that. And I started to believe that if more people knew about it, there would be less stress upon that word and less fear in the word, and we could just help so many more people that are scared to even get tested and all of those kind of things that could help your life so much more. So for me, being a lot more verbal within my health struggles, things that I learn more while I go through my ups and downs with my health crisis, it's always helped, because I'm just giving knowledge that doctors are giving me, but I have an avenue that I can give it in that makes me feel like I'm bettering the world. And I know that it's using, like, my own privacy, and I don't have any. Truthfully, that goes so in the back pocket when I know I could help somebody else.
But ten,
I'm like, oh, who cares? Who cares if they know about this? Who cares if they know where my scars are?
Absolutely right. But if you can help one person along the way, that is just fantastic. And I assume
that's the way I feel about it. It does empower it actually makes me feel fabulous about becoming feminine and re-feminizing myself again and going through this process and being like, well, this is lovely, you know, instead of feeling so heavy.
Yes.
Around it all.
When the cancer returned last year, were you prepared for such news?
And to be honest on that, absolutely, because I had already previously thought, what would I do if it came back? And the answer to that question was a double mastectomy. I didn't know whether that would be necessarily allowed or if I would get the choice to do that. But if it came back and I was one of the lucky ones that could actually have a double mastectomy and then be gone with cancer, that's what I would do. Even though it's a road less traveled, it's completely not something I advise every woman to go into. You know, it's just happened to be a very deliberate and pro-Anastasia decision to be cancer-free forever.
But, and, I mean, that must have been an incredibly tough and a very emotional decision to take.
For me, because I sort of made it emotional before I did it, it was more physical. So I had the physical difficulties that I didn't ever expect. The emotional difficulties, I think I had always been quite feminine in that department.
Yes.
And the first time I got cancer, I believe you guys know that I went in for reducing my size in my chest. So I really was not that upset to lose a little bit. I was like, okay, wow, I got a new and improved, better thing. That's nice. It's like a car.
Are you now cancer-free?
I am breast cancer-free, absolutely. Cancer-free, we all don't know about the rest of it that sometimes is happening to other people, but absolutely 100% breast cancer-free. Never have to have a mammogram again. But I will still be quite a strong advocate to every single woman for the rest of my life.
And a great role model, it has to be said.
Thank you.
The album, you sort of wrote as you were recuperating, did you not? Because it is a very uplifting, a very positive message you send out. Even the name of the album, Resurrection, do you feel that you've been given a second chance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel in many different ways, even coming back from such a long pause on music. And music has changed so much. You know, it's kind of like we're all going into this new age of music feeling like first timers, you know. So I do believe that it is on all sorts a resurrection, and as well as just spiritually, mentally, and physically do I feel quite given a second chance all the way around.
It's no coincidence that you chose the name Resurrection, because the very name Anastasia, your own name, it actually means resurrection.
It certainly does. And I'm quite honored by that. You know, I didn't really, when I was young, it was just too big. It was too many letters. It wouldn't fit in the school boxes. You know, it's like, I was like, oh my God, 9 letters. Are you kidding me? My name couldn't be Jane. You know, so it was not necessarily the words coming out of my mouth at 5 and 6. But, and I think when I got a little bit older, in like just my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, I was like, I kind of like that name, you know, and it's nice. It sounds pretty. And then you find out what it means, and then you go, wow, that's a big honor.
Isn't it?
Wow, that's something big to stand up to, you know. So it's been lovely.
In one of your songs on the album, Broken Wings, which is a beautiful song, you sing the words, even with broken wings, even with shattered dreams, I'm still going to try. I'm still going to fly. Even with broken wings, I can do anything. I found a strength I never knew I had in me. Many people are unable to face cancer with any sense of positivity at all. What is it in your makeup, Anastasia, that enables you to fight so hard?
Goodness gracious. I wish I could bottle that and like sell it, because I have no idea. You know, I have my dark times too, you know, but I do find that just I'm way more of an optimist than a pessimist in my natural spirit. And so when faced with an absolutely pessimistic, most people would get and see it as, you know, a dark situation.
Yes.
I want to go, really? You want to be dark? Let's find out how we can not make that happen. I get really more intrigued to not go there. So it's almost kind of, don't challenge me. You know, it's a very interesting thing that I turn into this ultimate survivor that, you know, has this invisible cape on that just gets through it. Not saying easily, but I get through it, and I get through it ready to make sure nobody else has to go through what I had to go through.
Yeah. Of course, you have a few of the fighting Irish genes in you, haven't you, through your mother?
I have many more than a few. My mother was born on St. Patrick's Day. Let's just keep that real. Singing
wow.
Danny Boy almost every other day. And her last name is Hurley. And my mom's family, it was Hurley and Kearns. And so we've already, you know that we're up north there, you know.
Yeah.
Our genetic codes. So I'm so I've got many freckles to prove that I'm proud of my Irish heritage 100%.